All right, maybe you could just tell me like what the name of this poem is real quick.
Mm-hmm. So the name of this poem is 13 Ways of Looking at a Pupusa, and it is after Wallace Stevens' 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird.
And tell us really quick what a pupusa is.
A pupusa is El Salvador's national food that consists of a corn tortilla, a thick tortilla stuffed with very yummy filling.
Excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear how it starts.
One, among the photographs in the Sunday paper of a weekend in Boston, the one right below Paul Revere's statue, the one of a white plate with two pupusas. Two.
This is Claudia Castro Luna, Seattle's civic poet. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect. And let's rejoin Claudia at her fourth way of looking at a pupusa.
Four. My aunt makes pupusas for a living. She labors over a hot comal, gun shrapnel from the Civil War years encrusted in the flesh of her strong legs. Five. Tarde o temprano, sooner or later, speak of Salvadorans, speak of pupusas. Six. Can anyone deny the U.S. funding of the Salvadoran military during the Civil War? Seven. Thousands fled toward peace, to places where the war raged only in their heads. Eight. Pupusas are. Pupusas have within their curved boundary a resistance recipe. Nine. Oh, thick-headed members of Congress debating immigration reform, don't you see the various conquerings at your feet? Pupusas among them, winning stomachs everywhere, even named seductive Salvadorans in a newspaper culinary review. 10. I know of divided allegiances to country, to language, to history. Then I also know stories need to be told. 11. The red star-spangled banner unfurls and pupusa signs sprouting everywhere. 12. Women birth pupusas between the palms of wet hands, the maker's lifelines imprinting the masa, her story 1,000 times told. 13. We eat war. Each time a pupusa is made, war sloughs off undetected and unmeasured residues, unstable atoms, half-lives.
Claudia Castro Luna reading from her poem, 13 Ways of Looking at a Pupusa. What do you mean when you talk about war sloughing off from the national dish of El Salvador?
I mean, war is in the bodies of those people who come from El Salvador, because even though the war officially ended in 92, we're still living through the aftermath of the war. So pupusas are a very traditional dish made by hand. Each one, each single one is made by hand. And in that touching and shaping of the dough, the masa, that, as we call it, that war gets transferred by the contact of the skin of the person making it, who only women make pupusas, so it's always her hands. And I think that there's a transfer of history and energy that goes into that dish.
Well, maybe it's cliche to think about, you know, food as being this touchstone for immigrants and how tasting the food transports you home and that kind of stuff. But how do you experience that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think food is the primordial way in which we feel connected to place. And pupusas, and having a pupusa restaurant and going there, is really inhabiting a little piece of a place you know yourself to be, unlike any other place. So for instance, for me here in Seattle, the Salvadoran Bakery and White Center is a place for me where I go and I'm home, and I bring my kids and I share with them that part of me.
And what's it like to sink your fork into a really good pupusa these days?
Oh my God. There's nothing like it. They're really, really good. And actually, I was just in El Salvador in January, and there people don't use forks to eat pupusas. You eat them with your hands. So there's also a more of a connection to the food you're eating when you eat with your hands, I think.
Yeah, you're touching it, and then it's becoming part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the poem is called 13 Ways of Looking at a Pupusa by Claudio Castro Luna, Seattle's civic poet, helping us launch our show about food and the ways it intersects with identity. We're going to hear stories about food from all over the region coming up right here on Sound Effect from KPLU. So don't go away.